Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I'm giving my motherfucking self a goddamn applause tonight, nigga. I'm starting the motherfucking show out giving my motherfucking self a round of applause. You dig? What the business is, man? It's K100. By now, you should know the drill. But I'm not going to be so arrogant. Hell, we've been on the goddamn air for a fucking week. So I'm not going to assume everybody know what's popping. But just in case this is your first time, this is episode 7, K100, the talk/indie music radio station. You know what I'm saying? Internet radio, we go worldwide, global. It's not like your local FM station. You know what I'm saying? We broadcasting live via the World Wide Web, which means you can hear us all across the globe. You dig? You understand what I'm saying? I'm your host, Blizzum.
And your co-host, P-Reds, partner.
This nigga just walked in the door, y'all. Y'all hear this nigga keys and shit? You feel what I'm saying? You know, niggas, man. I don't know what to say, man.
Hey.
Second day on the job, and this nigga come to work late.
Hey.
You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Hey, that nigga wanted that loud packing his alcohol, so tell him to be quiet right now. Let's get it.
Nah, this motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
What's going on, man? Yo, this is the illest show, man. I'm telling you right now. We got the motherfucking illest show on the web. You know what I'm saying? All we got is one motherfucking rule on the show. Keep that motherfucking shit 100. You understand? Bottom motherfucking line. You know what I mean? That's it. You can call this show. You can say whatever you want to say. We want to have some topics that we're going to talk about today. And sometimes I let the callers just dictate what they want to talk about. If you got some motherfucking coworker, some shit getting on your motherfucking nerve, if your motherfucking baby daddy getting on your nerve, your baby mama getting on your nerve, anything, the day you just felt like slapping the motherfucker, this is the place for you. You understand what I'm saying? This is the place where you can call in, speak your two cents and your piece, you know what I'm saying? And won't nobody be judgmental, you know what I'm saying? As long as you don't be fake. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when we talking about these topics and these discussions, and we feel like your ass being fake, you understand what I'm saying?
Automatically,
it's a death sentence right here. We don't got no trial, nigga. It's like we hold justice, we hold court in the streets like niggas, you know what I'm saying? We gonna kill your motherfucking ass with your motherfucking 40 cows.
Play with it.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what happened. You know what I'm saying? This is K100, man, internet radio. The spin-off from the Facebook page. Like I said, if you don't know, we get a lot of our topics, almost most of our topics come from Facebook conversations. That's the niche of the show, okay? So if you are on Facebook, please look us up and become a fan of our page and join our group on Facebook. Just do a simple search, K-100. You understand what I'm saying? And yo, you find us, man. We got crazy topics going on over there. Sometimes we may bring what we're talking about inside the group to the air, or you know, we might just come up with our own, you know, jack somebody else shit. Fuck it, nigga. What they gonna do? What you gonna do, nigga? Man, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We might get somebody else talking about some shit. And like, they got a whole bunch of comments, and that shit is a hot topic, nigga. We might talk about that shit on K100. You understand what I'm saying? To be real, nigga, we just jack your shit. Nigga. What you gonna do, motherfucker?
What?
Get
nigga.
What, nigga? What? Don't play with it, nigga.
Yeah. Turn this bitch.
We keeping this motherfucking shit all the way in motherfucking hood. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, we got a motherfucker got callers calling in already. You know what I'm saying? Some people can listen to us. And, well, actually, they can listen to us on the phone or the web. Now, once again, the number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. That's 347-934-0966. Can call in, and if you want to just listen on your phone, you know, if you don't got the internet, what have you, you know what I'm saying? We understand superstition, niggas can't pay that Comcast bill, you know what I'm saying? Or that DSL, AT&T, they doing bad, you understand? We got you, homie. You can listen on the motherfucking phone, you know what I'm saying? Just tune in, call the number 347-934-0966, put that bitch on speakerphone, nigga, and sit that motherfucker down, nigga, same thing. same old
thing. Right out.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck with it. Now, if you want to talk to us, we talk about some trill shit. You feel like you want to give you two cents, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? All you got to do is call in. You can listen to the prompt. It says hit number one, and we'll see that you got something to say. You know, got a little thing to do. Your little hand pop up on the screen like, yo, I got something I want to say. I want to holler at the motherfucking people. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll go to you, man. You understand what I'm saying? It's real simple, man. So, what have we covered so far? One rule, don't be fake. Keep it 100. That's what the fuck K100 stand for. Just shit 100. We ain't saying you can't differ with our opinion, but you just goddamn gotta be real. You just say some more outlandish shit that we just know real motherfucking people goddamn don't do it. Real niggas don't think. You understand? We murking your motherfucking ass.
He said 40K.
You understand? You feel me? And then, you know, the calling number is 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? Call in and holler at us, man. You know what I mean? If you have Skype, you know what Skype is. Some of you niggas kind of know Skype. But if you're listening with the earshot and you on Skype, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up on the Skype, Blizm, BLIZM underscore. You understand? That's BLIZM underscore. You dig? Just holler at me like that right there on the Skype. Add me as a friend on the Skype. I add you as a friend. And, you know, we're going to be doing a live webcast on Skype where we get all this goddamn equipment together. You know what I'm saying? We just starting out. You understand? It's only week two. You dig? You feel me? We getting our shit the motherfucker together. All right? So like I said, that's right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, with a 50. Who should have?
You got to start somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So we on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's how you find us in the motherfucking, you know, and we get the motherfucking show back. I'm going to try and have me a 2-hour show tonight. Now, another major thing about the show, we got to be so still every day to take the motherfuckers. You know, first time talking with you, you know, it is what these rules are for. You know what I'm saying? We are a platform of independent artists. Independent artists. You know what I'm saying? If you trying to come up in the music game, a rapper, hot rapper, R&B, if dad's trying to get on, brother trying to get on, little sister, who else? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody got to have a thing. You understand? Look, fuck us, man. We're going to spend your music on this shit. Okay, we're going to play independent artists. Don't play the big name dude, because frankly, they get all the shine in the world. They need no help. Play the independent guys. You understand? And if you want to get at us, you want to submit your music to us, you want to spin, we'll also give you a little ticket. Tell you about yourself. All you got to do is email us at k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio. K100 radio. That's all one word. gmail.com. You shoot us an MP inside that email. You understand? Get contact information. And we will, I promise you, we will spin your music. We only got one thing about the music, homie. Only, well, actually, two things. Now, one thing, the music needs to be hot. I mean, the music is totally garbage and totally flat. We can't get played. We got to keep some kind of damn standard. You understand? Because you understand there's a lot of independents out there, but there's also a lot of talent independents. You understand what I'm saying? So we're trying to get a little talent shine. Also, give them opportunity to record it. You understand? Makes a little something. You got to sound like you're coming out of a $1 million studio. You sound like you're doing shit on your phone. So we got to loop. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Right. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to call a little bit. It sounds good. With the radio. It sounds like trash in your goddamn CD player. It sounds super trash in their radio. See if your music can be thick. You understand? Have a nice little fast, quick shot. And we can go speak to you. Give you shine. Let you get you. Our whole cast is nice and fun right now. All we want you to do is go to the show on your page, my second page, Facebook page, whatever, man. You know, you got anyone on your page, you want to see the post, you can then show your page. That's going to get more traffic to us. That's going to help us out. Help us spread for content about the show. That's it, man. So, K100radio@gmail.com, email it. You understand? If you want to send something in to be spent on the show, and if you want to get your shine on, if you're an artist. Okay. So, that took about what? Maybe 8 minutes to go ahead and run that down. Okay, we averaging 8 minutes a show to run down the rules of the road. It's nothing. It's a 2-hour show tonight. You know what I'm saying? We over here goddamn finna blow some motherfucking green, and we already sipping on some vodka. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? We getting fucked up, got a 6-pack on deck. That's what we do around this motherfucker. We keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? You might want to go ahead and induce yourself with some motherfucking drugs or something to keep up with us, nigga. Because the drunk and high we get, the most shit we gonna motherfucking talk. You understand what I'm saying?
You already know.
You feel me? We're going to get more and more crunk, and this shit going to get more and more raunchy and more hood. And, nigga, that's why we on internet radio and not FM. Nigga, we don't got no rules. We can say what the fuck we want to say. You understand what I'm saying?
Say.
You feel me? All right? Don't go on my motherfucking show trying to out-talk me, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? I'm the motherfucking host. You trying to out-talk me. I'm going to try and get your fucking attention. Hey, nigga, pump your motherfucking brakes. You understand? That's what you're going to hear, nigga. And then I'm going to hang up on your motherfucking ass. not if you just disagree, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? But if you just get slick out the motherfucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because if we was in the motherfucking streets, nigga. You understand?
And y'all niggas know.
You understand?
If you know me, when you see me, nigga, that's what it is.
For real, man. For real. So look, man, I'm going to go ahead and, hell, dive into the motherfucking topic tonight. You understand what I'm saying?
Let's get to the meat and potatoes like you say, bro. All
right? Look, man. It's like this right here. We're going to talk about a couple of different things tonight. I try to keep it to, we're going to play, of course, we're going to play some music. We're going to play about 4 or 5, you know what I'm saying, songs you never heard probably 9 out of 10 times because you ain't up on the real shit. You're listening to that regular radio shit. You understand what I'm saying? And also, we're going to talk about, you know, just topics that we pulled up FB. Now, I posed this question on Facebook today. You feel me? And regardless of whether you are religious or not, now, if you're religious, this question really going, you really going to have to keep it all the way 100, man. If you're religious, you know what I'm saying, we based out of the South. We based out of Atlanta, Georgia. You know, a lot of people in the South are Christian, Southern Baptist, what have you, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You went to church with mama and them on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We know you did. Don't front. We did it, too. Ain't no shame in the game. You understand? We still go to church. Ain't nothing wrong with loving God. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, we God-fearing people over here. We just a little bit off the chain. You understand what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah, he gonna work with us.
You know, he gonna work with us. He gonna look out for us. He understand. You know, kind of wild. You know what I'm saying? But he still love us, and we still love him. You know what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, I'm gonna go for this question. Hold on, I'm gonna stop the music. Y'all can hear me clear as hell. You understand what I'm saying? And then we'll let the music ride in the background. All right. This is the question, man. If you're going to get married to somebody, or say you and your baby daddy, your boyfriend, whoever, your dude, you're kicking it with whatever, you feeling them, y'all feeling each other, y'all feel like y'all going to take the next motherfucking step, you understand? The question I got to ask y'all today is, do you move in with that motherfucker first? You know what I'm saying? Or do you kind of keep it the old school way, you know what I'm saying, and wait till you get married before you live with somebody? You understand what I'm saying? Now, everybody going to have their opinion on this shit. We're going to have somebody call in. We're going to have people say, oh, no, you know, you're supposed to wait till you get married. You ain't trying to live with nobody and all that. You understand? Look, man, it's 2010. I'm going to tell you my motherfucking way we seeing this shit over here right now.
Yeah.
You a goddamn fool, an idiot. You crazy as hell.
As hell.
If you marry some goddamn body without goddamn living with their ass first. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I know a lot of motherfucking people going to call in, and they're going to say, nah, that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You getting the cake and eating it, too, and you ain't made the commitment, and blase squad, and all this other motherfucking shit right here. Look here, homie. Look here, man. I'm keeping this shit 100 over here, man. You understand what I'm saying? If you're going to make a lifelong commitment, which is what marriage is supposed to be, I mean, I know it don't go that. It's 2010 also, so it really don't, it don't say like that time. Now, before you got down by a car, before you buy a motherfucking house, anything you spent a goddamn long term commitment to, you try that motherfucker out. Freak. You understand what I'm saying? What the fuck you goddamn doing? Like, I don't know somebody who got that. And don't check out right now. You
know
what I'm saying? Yeah,
check out that new fucking shit.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything you fucking do, you got your test out. So, I may be in the minority or the majority of people who are going to find. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to find out. But the way I be put in, hell, mother, yeah, I need to deal with the fucking hell. The ring on it. You understand what I'm saying? Because I think about it. You live with somebody, when you get kicking it with somebody is night and day, baby. You understand what I'm saying? You never really know about them. You live with them, all. You understand what I'm saying? You may think you know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You may let them spend the night. You may have beat them up all night. And let her ass spend the night. Stay over all that. Her ass. know that motherfucker. I'll tell you something. A whole nother motherfucking animal. You got a split bill. You understand? You got to come home and start as very tight. Give it a bitch.
And a hang on.
You know, some of you bitch niggas be acting like bitches too. You understand? Nigga, you might be booty. I don't know. Whatever the reason is, you feel. I feel like you gon' marry somebody, bitch, not submit. I'm gonna need to live with your ass for at least a year. You understand what I'm saying? Now, 2010. If you're that old shit, that's cool. That's your motherfucker. You understand? I ain't got a problem with that. But, so talk, man. I mean, again, what I really don't get with bitch, bitch, take a step first. I talk to some people and they trying to tell me, hey, they don't want to have sex with me, man. You understand?
That's bullshit.
What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I, what the fuck you mean you ain't gonna have marriage? You ain't gonna be married. What the fuck you better get that motherfucking fuck when you say holy motherfucking fuck?
Are you crazy? Just for that.
What? You gonna be divorced in 5 years. You understand what I'm saying? It's so tired, man. They trying to act like it's no big deal. It's no big deal. It ain't the thing. It don't matter. That's bullshit. Alright? All you motherfuckers out there talk about sex don't matter in the motherfucking relationship. It ain't that bad. It's two people too. People put too much emphasis on sex. I'm going to tell you right now. Motherfucker, kill your motherfucking self. Goddamn it, get you a lawyer ASAP because you're going to need him in a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? You need a good divorce lawyer. Don't you goddamn marry somebody and say, this is the person you for the rest of the life. And you don't even know if she's halfway booked. She got half pussy. You don't know. You don't know. So that's the second step. And you can sign in and give it to me however you want to. But make a commitment to somebody. Will you live with them? At least live with them first. I mean, I hope you will sleep with them. I understand some people might be living with everything. It might be like, y'all just a bunch of off the chain niggas and y'all some hoes and y'all just fuck that shit. You understand what I'm saying? This shit is a motherfucking investment. You understand what I'm saying? I'm invested in this motherfucking broad. You understand?
I did, you, bro.
God damn it, when we break up, she can get half my shit. So I'm trying to avoid that.
And you might have more shit than she had coming into the relationship.
Exactly.
So what the fuck she don't did to deserve some of your shit?
Well, that's a whole nother subject. That's a whole nother subject. And we can get on that later on. Should these motherfucking females get half when they ain't did shit but sit at home all motherfucking day and you know, well, oh shit, I probably pissed them off. I probably pissed them off.
Hey, man, you know,
we'll get to that next.
People
hand raised up as soon as I said that. Look, man, don't look, man, stay on task, please, people. Look, we talking about the first topic, ladies. Don't kill me. I'm just saying, God damn it, Michael Jordan wife got a goddamn a couple hundred million, Tiger Woods wife finna get 80 million, and all they did was have some motherfucking babies. That's all I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? But hey, you know, I mean, what? You got a problem with what I said? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to one caller real quick and see who on the line first. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play some motherfucking music. You know what I'm saying? Oh, before I go anywhere, man, did y'all see? I don't know how many of y'all know, but I'm from motherfucking Panama City, Florida, and I'm real motherfucking proud today. My homies Lil Cash and Smurf was on 106 and Park Wild Out Wednesdays today. Big ups to them, my nigga. They won that shit. They kind of represented. They called in and pushed my dogs to the motherfucking top. So just for that, my nigga, I got a motherfucking song that we all did about a little while ago. I'm going to spin that motherfucking record on behalf of my niggas one time for my homie Lil Cash and Smurf. If you from motherfucking Panama City, goddamn it, you understand that's big, nigga. We small town, nigga, but we got mad love. We representing the 106 and Park today. So one time for my motherfucking Smurf and Lil Cash. That's what's up, homies. I fuck with them niggas. You know what I'm saying? They some cool, humble niggas. They deserve what they got. They've been grinding for years. Ain't no hate in my blood for them. I got a couple of songs with them dudes. I'm going to spin a hot one that we did a little while ago for y'all today. Something that y'all might not have heard because y'all motherfuckers slipping. You understand what I'm saying? But before I go to that song, I'm going to take one caller. You know what I'm saying? I see somebody got their hand raised. Should you or should you not live with the motherfucker that you going to goddamn commit to marry for the rest of your goddamn life? The rest of your life, nigga. And you don't know what kind of motherfucker they is. You don't know if they snore extra loud. You don't know if they're a sloppy motherfucker. You don't know if they're a moody motherfucker. Is you crazy? Fuck that. I say ain't no way in hell I'd do it. God damn it. No fucking way in hell. I'm going to take this motherfucker first caller. You know what I'm saying? 615, get at me. This ain't 100.
Hello?
What's going down? Who is this? Is this Candy?
Yes, this is Candy.
Candy is one of my favorite listeners. What's happening? Hold up. What's up for Candy? If you don't understand why I just gave Candy a round of applause, go back and check episode 4. You can check episode 6 from last night. She kept it 100. You know what I'm saying?
All the time.
You know what I mean?
Candy,
what's happening, baby? Appreciate you calling in again. Appreciate you being a loyal supporter. You understand? Now, what you feel about this topic we're talking about?
Okay, I just got something to comment on yesterday. If you don't start killing these hoes for getting on here, fronting, talking about some motherfucking morals, she talking about the bitch last night talking about she got morals. She don't suck everybody dick, but she fucking everybody. You can't have halfway morals. You should
right.
be shooting some of these bitches, but you don't be shooting these hoes. You be giving these hoes round of applause and shit like that. No, you gotta shoot these bitches. You wanna shoot the niggas, shoot them hoes too. You know what I'm saying? You need an Uzi for some of them bitches with that dumb shit. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, you had me hot last night. I was like, why is he not killing this bitch? You know what I'm saying? I was hot.
Look, man. Look, I'm sorry. Hey, look, man. Candy's a triple OG bitch. You understand what I'm saying? She a motherfucking trill ass freak female. If you ain't a trill ass female, you might not view things the way Candy do. But over here at Chainless Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? K100 Radio, we fucks with motherfucking women like Candy because they keep that shit all the way trill.
Yes,
now, let me tell you why. Hold on. Now, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I ain't kill her. You know what I'm saying? Because, she said she's kind of young. You understand? She's young in the game. I understand. Look, if you fucking everybody, you might as well suck the motherfucking dick. That's what we were saying. We didn't agree with what she was saying. We were saying last night, listen, man. Look, if you gonna goddamn, if you gonna fuck a nigga, you might as well suck the same thing. I mean, what the fuck is the difference? You can't have no morals. If you gonna fuck a nigga, you might as well suck the dick, bitch. I mean, for real.
Right. That's and them the bitches that be sucking dick in the back barn. You feel what I'm saying? Having niggas run trains on them. That's why you should have shot that bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Now, Miss Peaches and Miss Shay, Lieutenant Shay, them some real bitches. You feel what I'm saying? But that bitch right there, you should have shot that bitch with an Uzi. You know what I'm saying? Because she is lying. That bitch is not keeping it 100. She got that sweet little voice, and them the bitches that be sucking dick for real, in the barn, everybody dick.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
We understand that. We know.
So you should have shot that bitch. If you're not shooting,
okay.
You got to shoot these bitches now. You got to
right.
shoot them. Don't be trying to be all sensitive because it's a girl and shit like that. Shoot that hoe. It don't matter. Them bitches don't know you like that. Shoot them hoes. Don't be scared. Okay? That's all
right.
I'm going to say about that.
Hold on. You got to, comment on the first. You got to comment on the shit. We're going to open the line up for you. You got to comment on what we're talking about today. Is you going to live with the nigga first? You going to test ride that motherfucker before you marry?
Oh, most definitely got to live with you.
For how long you got to deal with him for? How long you think is long enough to you goddamn be like, all right, you know this nigga. It's all good. You can go ahead and make that power move.
Right, because you really don't know anybody until probably 6 months anyway, after knowing them and living with them. You really don't know a person, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's trying to put on the front. You feel what I'm
right.
saying? So about a year.
About a year. Yeah, we say about a year. At least,
yeah.
No, we're giving a general consensus on the show. You need to live with that motherfucker for at least a year. Now, I understand some motherfuckers go through shit 5 years down the line and they just do a motherfucking switch on your ass, nigga. We can't help that, goddammit. I mean, what the fuck? You know, a motherfucker just turn out to be flaky, they just do. But we just saying,
right.
on average, man, you need to live with a motherfucking female or a nigga at least goddamn, at least a year to really know before you got that.
Because somebody can keep up a front at least 6 months. You know what I'm saying? They can keep it up for at least 6 months.
Right.
Before they start to stop.
Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
when you start change the topic, make sure you hit me back up because I'm going to get on your ass about that 80 million, 50 million. Yes, we need that. I'm going to have a place for your ass. We need that.
Hey,
you know
on,
what I'm saying?
Hey, you
caking bitches and shit like that. No, cake this bitch. You know what I'm saying? This bitch is making these babies for you.
Oh, shit. Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
we ain't going to get on that right now.
When we switch that motherfucking subject,
we going to goddamn come back to all the motherfuckers, to all the trill motherfuckers, all right? We going to come back. We said a little something. I see a couple of hands raised. I said it. But let's stick to the task at hand, people. Okay, stay on the line, Candy. We hanging up with you right now. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so Candy is in agreement. Candy's a real motherfucking bitch. You know what I'm saying? She real as a motherfucker. She trill. She 100. She came motherfucking 100 around this bitch. She like motherfucking damn right. And she told me to kill the goddamn young girl that called in last night and said, she ain't gonna suck everybody's dick she fucked. And she was like kind of being hypocritical about that shit. Because, bitch, if you going to fuck a nigga, you still ain't got morals. It don't matter, bitch. You still let the nigga smash. So you might as well goddamn get a nigga the head and goddamn quit halfway fucking.
So slurping, Bert. You understand?
Quit halfway fucking, people. Please. If you out there halfway fucking, if you getting to the point and you let the motherfucking nigga smash, goddamn it, you already in the bed butt-ass naked with this nigga, and then you want to act like you don't want to suck no dick. Bitch! Damn it. My shit jamming up. Fuckers.
Suck a dick.
Stop bullshitting. You're a grown-ass motherfucking woman. You're a grown-ass motherfucking woman. Okay? Goddamn it. I'm going to another motherfucking caller. Caller, you on the air. What's up? This is K100. This is Blizzard. Fuck with me.
It's Miss Peaches.
Oh, Miss Peaches. What's happening?
I was happy, baby. Miss Candy took the words out of my motherfucking mouth.
Right.
By that girl. Man, I want to. You better start shooting them hoes. Shoot them hoes, damn. I want to tell her, bitch, you standing in a motherfucking 3-point stance. You think that motherfucker behind you thinking about your motherfucking morals? Hey, you might as well suck his goddamn dick. And for your question today.
Right here, go ahead, what you think?
Hell yeah, you better live with that motherfucker.
Right. Shit, this
you better live.
Man. You know, hold on, because look, a lot of people be on that old school shit like shit, you know what I'm saying? You don't need to move in with that. They call it shacking up. I ain't shacking up with no nigga. That's what a lot of females say. I ain't gonna shack up with no nigga. Nigga want me to move in. He gotta put a motherfucking ring on it. Bitch, how you know if you wanna live with that nigga? You understand what I'm saying? How you know if you wanna live with that nigga? You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Oh, I think we lost some people. She must got disconnected. She dropped her calls out there. Peaches, hit us back, baby. We'll answer the phone. Hit us right back, Miss Peaches. All right? Your call dropped out. You dropped out of my list. I want her to elaborate on her answer. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, a lot of females, you know what I'm saying, they be like, look, man, hey, you know what I'm saying? They trying to, you know, that's like a nigga having his cake and eating it too, you know what I'm saying? They kinda, getting what they call it? Getting the goddamn milk by having to buy the cow. Some shit like that. Some old bullshit, old shit.
How you gonna want the cow, don't want the motherfucking milk?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Some old motherfucking old school shit. That don't motherfucking matter. You crazy as a motherfucking hell. You know what I'm saying? You is motherfucking insane if you don't move in with that motherfucker first.
Believe that.
Fucking crazy. So we already had Peaches and Candy call in and be like, bitch, you already motherfucking know. And they snapped on one of my callers from last night for them being. They snapped on me, actually, for not killing that broad from last night that said she ain't gonna goddamn suck a nigga dick, but she gonna fuck him. Like, bitch,
nah,
how you
man,
gonna.
Say the word, man.
How you gonna halfway
say
have
the word,
more.
Man. We ain't discriminate.
Slurping Bert, the bitch.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get it. And then you know.
You understand? They was mad. They mad at me. They said I should have killed. My bad. If you felt like I should have killed the bitch from last night that was on your front, you
kill her right now,
bro.
You feel like show it, kill her right now.
Postpartum, I mean, after that, she ain't even here to see it. I mean, we got there wasting bullets, nigga. We busting shots in the air, nigga. That's like standing outside the club, nigga, shooting, and you don't really shake nothing in the air.
Hey, it's gonna spread the motherfucking ground. It's gonna kick the fucking who really might.
So look, man, hey, yo, listen, callers. I got like 12 callers listening to me, and nobody's pressing the number one. I don't want to go to you and have no damn dead air. Yo, hit me up, callers. You understand what I'm saying? You raise your motherfucking hand, hit the number one, let me know you got something to say. All right? You gotta hit the number one, or I'm just gonna sit there and watch your number sit in my queue. Now, there you go. There you go. We're going to the motherfucking phone lines, all right? 405, get at your dog, man. You okay? What's happening? What's happening?
What's going on? I didn't really get the topic last night. I kind of got disconnected.
Oh, well, last...
That chick that was sucking on something that won't give no head.
Yeah, you know, we had a... Well, last night, see, the topic was that one of the callers just called and got mad at me because I didn't kill that hoe. And she said, I ain't keeping it 100 on my own show, but I am. I tried to give a little leniency because she was a little younger. She was a little bit younger than a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? You know... And she probably wasn't up on game yet. She was on that young shit. Talking about, you know, she gon', you know, she wanna fuck a nigga, but she don't suck every nigga dick she fuck. And to me, I call that bitch halfway fucking, bitch. You halfway fucking. You understand what I'm saying? If you gon' goddamn let a nigga go ahead on and mash that motherfucker, you in the bed butt naked, bitch. You bit over taking that dick goddamn doggy style, bitch. Bitch, you already, what kind of, how you gonna have some motherfucking morals? Hell, you already fucking this nigga anyway. You might as well go on and suck the motherfucking dick. You let him get pussy. I mean, you feel what I'm saying? So, but you know, she was a young girl. She's like, I mean, I don't know. She was like, oh, you know, I don't want to fuck everybody's dick, you know. But bitch, you gonna give him some pussy though. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, come on. And that was so. My caller got mad and said I should have killed. My bad. I should have killed y'all. You're right. I didn't keep it 100. Hold on,
quick,
real quick.
Two of the LL, no man.
I'm gonna kill myself for that. Blizzum, take a shot to the head. I'm a fucking immortal though, nigga. I'll be back. All right. I killed my. Y'all happy now, Candy? Miss Peaches, you happy? I killed myself live on my own fucking show. You're right. I should have killed that hoe. She was bullshitting. If she could have said, she should have said she ain't giving nobody no pussy instead of saying she gonna give her the pussy and then don't suck the dick, bitch. You halfway fucking. Okay, listen. Anyway, caller, while you're on the air, the topic of the day is, should you move in with a motherfucker? Should you live with a motherfucker first? And how long should you live with him before you goddamn before a nigga put a ring on it? You understand what I'm saying? What you think about that?
I feel like you should stay with a nigga for about at least a year and a half anyway. But it go both ways.
It just
don't go with no bitch just moving in with no nigga. A nigga got to move in with the bitch. And who's to say if he really want to get married or not? That's on him.
Right. So
I mean, you just got to really just keep it 100 on both ends. You'll never know. It's not going out there finding somebody to come up on. It's about going out there finding somebody to come up with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, that's
I like that. Right there. Hold on. I like that right there. I like that little saying right there. Pretty fly. It ain't about finding somebody to come up on. It's about finding somebody to come up with. That's a partnership.
Right.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
So
it is a partnership.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So with all that old school shit, talking about goddamn, that's shacking up with your mama and your auntie.
All that weight.
Yeah.
6 months before we do all this, nigga. I ain't even got time for that. Because when
right.
I feel like I want to fuck, I'm going to fuck.
Right.
You going to get him up?
That's right.
What?
You going to get him up when you want to get him up?
Get away. That's right. Why. Is he going to get me up when I need to get up?
Right. Ain't all no right, question. I mean, what if you wait 6 months, nigga, and then the nigga can't fuck? And the nigga dick. 2 inches long or shit. You don't wait 6 motherfucking months. You don't want to
know how long the tool is. It's just all about how you work that motherfucker. Trust.
Oh, shit. Here go another. Now you went up on a whole nother discussion. That's a whole nother discussion that we go out the goddamn.
I thought
you
lied on that one.
I
really think you lied on that one.
You don't care.
Because what he ain't packing down there, he can make it all up with his tongue. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so what you got in your hips, you got in your lips, huh?
Huh?
I say, what you got in your hips, you got in your lips, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, got that P.I. Tell it one time.
P.I. Hey, you know what, though? I got to kill you real quick. That's some bullshit. Fuck that. You motherfucking line caller. I got love for you, and I appreciate you calling the show. You still on the air. Don't go nowhere. But I had to goddamn. I ain't really shoot you. I just shot at you. Give you a warning shot. Don't say that fake shit.
No, Mike can't eat no pussy.
You know if a nigga got a little bitty dick, that shit matter.
Not necessarily. No, it
come
don't.
Come on, Carla.
It don't matter.
Stop it.
Talking about your
stop dick. Look, I just got
my dick little. My dick little.
That's P-Red. That's P-Red. That is not me.
Who is that?
That's my co-host P-Red. That
we'll
is not.
See.
That is not Blizzum.
We'll see. We'll
that
see.
Is an untrue statement on
we'll
my
see.
Regard.
Okay.
We'll see.
But look now. Hold on.
Oh, shit. She said, what you
want
to see, dog? Oh, you know, just come in what you say. You said the nigga dick, he can make it up in his lip. I just said, we'll see.
So you trying to say that your dick is little?
I just told you my dick was little. All over there, I said, my dick little? I just said that.
Oh,
well, you got him, though. You gotta love realism. But you know what, though, Carl? I'm gonna ask, matter of fact, and I'm gonna ask a couple other females, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole other topic, man. We'll get them branched off with some other shit. Look, 3 or 4 females raised their hand right there.
Yeah, we fucking
like,
around. Let's get it.
That bitch lying. She lied. Killed out. Candy probably sitting, and Miss Peaches probably like, bitch, that bitch lying. Little dick nigga, you lying. You ain't gonna wanna fuck with that nigga.
It's shit like a surprise though, baby. You know what I'm saying? Believe that one.
I appreciate you calling though. You kept
and
it 100. Man,
baby. Mike, we'll beat the
hey,
up
hey
the
you know what? You know what? Hey, stay on the line because we gonna switch another topic.
I don't even know who this is. Miss Freckles right here. I called you last night.
I know, Freckles. And you know what? Last night, I almost had to hang up on you. Well, actually, I did have to hang up on you last night. And you know why? We're not going to get into it on air.
But I'm going to keep it 100, though, because my business is my business.
That's right. But I had to cut you off last night. You know why? You can't be doing it. Okay. But now, since you kept it 100 and you kept it clean tonight, stay on the line. We will come back to you when we switch topics. Please don't hang up. Please spread the word. I appreciate you calling in and showing that support. Now, you gave us, okay, stay on the line. I'm going up the line with you, but stay on there because I can still see your number up here. Look, so Freckles just said, yeah, you do need to live with a nigga. You understand what I'm saying? At least a year because the nigga could be bullshitting. He could not be ready and all that. But I think she kind of got a little flaw with a nigga when she said that nigga can have a 2-inch dick. And that shit don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
We're going to ask some of these motherfucking females.
She started. We
don't
get at it.
I pulled out the pistol on her. You know what I'm saying? I shot her. I had to shoot her because I don't know if she was keeping it all the way 100. But hey, that might be her. Different strokes with different folks. You understand what I'm saying? Nigga, we got a motherfucking 2-hour show tonight, and we ain't even halfway done. So we're going to have a lot of motherfucking input on that. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to have a lot of input on that. Hold on. I see one of my motherfucking officers on the line. Real quick, let me get to Lieutenant Shay. Lieutenant, actually, I think I promoted her today. Colonel. Shay.
What's up?
Hey, you got promoted. She's a colonel now. She got promoted.
Uh-oh.
In the face.
Yeah, promoted? Uh-oh, I got my stripes. Hey,
right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all put me in so much.
Get him up.
Hey, what's going on? I don't know. I think I had a Freckles. She's a return caller. I got love for her. That means she's supporting the show, and she always welcome. Her opinion is welcome. But just like I killed myself, I kill her motherfucking ass dead. I kill her dead.
All right, folks. Before I let
the two-inch I don't know about that.
I see like 3 or 4 ladies' hand raised up, like, that bitch lying.
I don't know.
I'm a ladies, I see my hand raised. But look, what about, okay, first of all,
I don't know what to comment on first.
Well, look, answer the first topic, okay?
Okay.
The very first topic is, look, you know what I'm saying? What do you feel about should you live with a motherfucker first before you got down, commit to their ass about it? What you think?
Okay, now, on that one, that's the most definitely. Because you wouldn't even buy a car without test driving it. And I don't mean test driving it around the corner, you know, to the gas station. I'm talking about test driving that bitch, like taking on almost a road trip. So, yeah,
right.
You got to live with somebody for a minute. And to me, I don't think it's a time limit because, you know, it depends on the situation of the person and stuff like that. So, but, you know, yeah, I would say at least 6 months. I'm going to say at least 6 months because a lot can happen in 6 months.
6 months? We're saying a year, but six, a motherfucker front 6 months. You can lie.
Usually,
you can act like
no. Let me tell you now. So usually, unless you like just meet somebody and y'all just start to live together, some shit like that. I mean, usually somebody, if you date somebody, or whatever, you ain't gonna just automatically move in with them, right? When you dating, so you're gonna be dating and be with the person for a while before you even get to that point. So you know, you're still going through that getting to know each other phase. But I ain't gonna wait too long before I figure out if you know if I want to like be with you. I ain't gonna say, well, okay, we got to get married. I'm leaving. But, you know, if you're going to be with somebody, you're
going to
be with them. It's
just
like that.
Right. I feel you. But you will. But you do got to move in with that motherfucker first. I think that whole thing with your mom and them talking about shacking up and all that shit, I think that shit is dead, man.
Oh, I got something to say on that, too. Yeah, that's the old times. Because, you know, well, back then, you know, they believed you're supposed to have sex and you're supposed to do all that. Well, we already fucking sucking and everything else by now. So, I mean, hell, what we going to wait to get married for?
Yeah, you got to keep up with the time around here.
Well,
right,
exactly.
Right.
You might not even like the package once you get it. So, yeah, I mean, because really, that could ruin a lot of marriages. If the sex ain't good, for real, I mean, everything else might as well just be gone.
That's right. And also, like I said, once again, for all you motherfuckers out there talking about sex ain't all that, it ain't important in a relationship. It's other things. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Hold on. Shit, keep jamming it. Fuck nigga. Lame nigga. Pussy asshole. Stop lying. All right? Y'all motherfuckers lie, and you will need a good divorce lawyer in about 3 to 5 years. I promise you that. It's gonna either be on the dude or the female. Somebody gonna fucking cheat. You setting yourself up for failure. Test drive that car. Take that motherfucker around the block, like Colonel Shay said on the motherfucking road trip. All y'all know why I call her Colonel. You understand what I'm saying? This my show derived from the Facebook page and the Facebook group, and in the group I have assigned officers in my K100 Army, and she has put up so many posts and gave us so much feedback on the page that I made her an officer in my Army. So it's a couple of my officers that gonna call in today. When I call them Major this and General that and Lieutenant this, that's because they've been down with this shit before it was even a motherfucking show. You late, you just catching up. Go to the motherfucking page and get your rank up, nigga, and I goddamn show you that respect. They get to jump the line on the calls and everything. I don't give a fuck if they just called and you was waiting 10 minutes, motherfucker.
Believe that, Chainless.
100. Yeah. K100. That's the rules of the road. It's my show, bitch. I made them up. You don't like it? You don't like it, motherfucker? Once again. Okay. Now, so Colonel Shay has kept a motherfucking 100. Oh, so real quick, Shay. Since goddamn Freckles tried to kind of stun a little bit on me, tried to be a little fake, I think. Does the size matter real quick? Does the size matter? Can a nigga have a little dick?
That nigga cannot have a little dick. He gotta have something to work with. I'm just gonna keep it real. Okay, now if you really, really loving this nigga and everything like that, you might try to overlook it, but come on. Now to your girlfriends and your sisters, you really gonna be telling them you wish his dick was much bigger. Because two inches can't even shake the water. That ain't gonna do nothing.
Right. You know what I'm saying? She said as long as that nigga got some fire ass face though.
But, well, you know what? He's supposed to have some fly face anyway. That's a prerequisite. What are you talking about? That ain't no option. Hello? That is no option. That is a prerequisite that comes along with it. And whoever said, I forgot who the caller was that said something about, you can't have sex or something like that. Well, whatever. You know, you should suck a dick before you give up your pussy. Hell.
Oh!
What's that about? Hell.
Whoa!
What's that about?
Wait, hold on.
I'm just saying.
That's the old myth we was talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit she was talking about.
Right.
She listened to them old motherfuckers talking about, oh, the dick don't motherfucking matter.
Right.
That's why I told her I had a little dick. You know what I'm saying? you see how fast she stumbled.
Don't be a motherfucking fool,
because I told you last night, every nigga in China will beat the skin up out you, motherfucker. You think I'm playing? Come around that motherfucking corner you want to. Big dick, big bone.
Hold on, Shay.
Yeah.
I seen like three or four women raise their hand like, bitch, suck the dick first.
Yeah.
Oh,
dick,
hey,
dick,
don't argue with my motherfucking colonel, bitch. Suck the dick first.
Well, I'm just saying, you might not be in the mood for sex, and, you know, it might not be all that, but, you know, hell, you know, give them a little time, something over, you know, make everybody happy, and...
Right.
But you know what?
That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to give y'all ladies a lot of pointers, though. A lot of niggas might not last long until you get a head up, so if you get shot in the motherfucking bedroom, it's because you ain't put that motherfucking dick in your mouth.
Right.
You heard it from Mr. Motherfucking Slurping Burp himself. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it, now.
Like Candy said, you better get your lips wet. Shit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I ain't even spitting no music. Damn, the fucking first hour almost over and I ain't played one song, man.
Hey, bro, man. Let's get into your
I gotta get
animal,
look,
man.
Look, man, hold on. Hey, please, Chase, I'm finna put you on hold. Yo, Candy, I see you. 850-960, I see you. You know what I'm saying? Freckles, I see you. 770-653, I see you. 859, I see you. You understand what I'm saying? Look, we coming to all y'all. 526, I see you. We coming back. Don't hang up. I got to spin some music. This is a platform for independent artists. Now, I told you my homies, Lil Cash and Smurf Rock, they was on 106 and Park Wild Out Wednesdays today. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing. He won. Big ups to the motherfucking Bangin' Bay, nigga. What? What, nigga? That's my motherfucking dude, man. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to spin this motherfucking record we did a little while ago with Lil Cash and Smurf Rock on it. They did their thing. You understand what I'm saying? It's called Hey Man. You know what I'm saying? Produced by my nigga B-Lo down, yours truly on the motherfucking hook. I'm going to run that real quick. And then we're going to get back to the motherfucking goddamn conversation at hand. All right?
B-Lo. What it do, people? Let's go, man. You know what it is. Hey, this is definitely a Florida affair. Like, basically, man, we got Duval County B-Lo down on the beat. We got the banger there on the mic. Blitz, man, still fire. Look, kill. Yeah. Hey, you know what, man? What you can say to a hater, cause a hater gon' hate. You know what I'm saying? So we wanna come and walk up to you with that drama. Hey, what I want you to say to him? Let's go.
Hey man, hey man, everywhere we go, them hoes like hey man, hey man. When we at them shows, they go like hey man, hey man. If you know about flows, just holla hey.
So
hey, hey man, don't play, man.
Right now, to the bay, man, you know we running this shit. I'm on the lead. body can breathe. Body in the club all night. Yeah. Red Bull Patron got us lit. Hey. Oh yeah, I'm looking like money for show. This fly is icky. Take my swag. If that force be killing them when I walk. How the top it to say they be loving the way I talk. Okay. I'm slaughter. That's why they can't. It don't be hitting harder. Yeah. Bitches all on my dick. Got me dodging the ass like Charlie. Okay.
Niggas, Lil Cash, you know what I'm saying? That was Lil Cash, the Smurf Rock featuring your boy, yours truly, on the motherfucking Hooklism. That was that motherfucking Hey Man. You understand what I'm saying? My dogs at the motherfucking Banging Bay. One more game for my motherfucking dogs. They won the Wild Out Wednesdays on 106 The Park, nigga. Yeah. Bust shots, nigga. Bust shots. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? I fucks with my dogs, man. They made me proud today. They represented for the motherfucking city. They won their shit. They went out there and did their motherfucking thing. My whole city got behind them, nigga. You should have seen Facebook, nigga. The Bay was behind them, niggas. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to get them niggas on here for an interview and all that little shit right there. You know, I fucks with them. They're my dogs. We'll get to that. You understand? Now, back to the motherfucking task at hand. God damn it.
The meat and potatoes of the
meat
shit.
And potatoes of the motherfucking show. You understand what I'm saying? We've been having a, you know, a discussion about basically the topic of the day is, I don't know if y'all just tuning in or whatever, but the topic of the show is, should you move in with a motherfucker before you marry him? This ain't goddamn 1960. Fuck all that shit with your mammy. Them talking about shacking up, and you don't need to shack up with a nigga and all that. Bitch, you better test drive that motherfucking whip before you buy it. You better get a motherfucking home inspection. What the fuck is wrong with you?
2000
motherfucking. Hey, 2000 motherfucking 10. I'm your host, Blizzum. My motherfucking co-host, P. Reg, affiliated in this motherfucker, Mr. Slurp and Burp himself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you listen to the show, you understand why we call him that. If you don't, just keep listening. We'll get back around to that track. You
yes,
understand
sir,
what
no,
I'm saying?
I'm not.
You feel me? One time, man, we on the World Wide Web. The number to call in is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you're listening so I know that you want to holler at your boy. Hit the number one. If you're listening on the phone, hit the number one so I can know that you want to talk to me. Just look at your phone and hit the number one. All right? You did? We're finna go to 850-960. Get at me.
Caller.
Caller, what's happening?
What's on? What's going on?
What's happening? Who's this?
It's Keisha F, Negro.
Oh! Hey! Colonel Keisha. Colonel Keisha. This is one of my officers in the Facebook Army.
Keisha, what's happening?
Chilling. What's going on?
Man,
we
chilling,
good,
man.
Baby.
We chilling.
We
chilling. This is another one of my officers. This is another one of my officers in the Facebook Army. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't understand what that means we this show started off the Facebook page and it was blowing up on Facebook and I had some officers that I elected to my page and the people who was really interacting with the page and putting up the hottest posts, I made them officers in my motherfucking army. In my army and they still get their props and never see my motherfucking show. You understand what I'm saying? So big up to Keisha F. I understand you got a hectic schedule, baby. You a working woman. One time for the motherfucking working black women. You understand what I'm saying? They gotta take care of their motherfucking kids and shit, and she still had time to call in this motherfucker. Keisha F, holler at me, baby. You need to live with that nigga first. You gotta test drive that dick first before you got them committed.
Yes, don't need to live with him first because I went through it, and you don't want to mess around and be around here moving back home with your mom and all that stuff. I'm gonna agree with Miss Freckles when she said let him move in with you, because Negro, you got to go. Bottom line.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Keys, what's
hold
happening?
Hold up.
Get that 40. Pump your brakes, Keys.
Hold on, Keys. Keisha.
Yeah.
I got all the love in the world for you, but I got to listen. Hold on. Why you want a nigga to move in with you?
If I get upset, he got to go. Bottom line.
Oh, you don't see that right now.
You feel what I'm saying? And that's
that's a fucked up stipulation.
No, it's not.
Because you get mad, she gotta go, right?
I mean, you know, sometimes, I don't know, man. Y'all females look, I've been through that, you know what I'm saying?
Let you a cut, but bitch, you gotta go.
Right, I gave my place to where I was at, and I've moved in with somebody before, and it turned out kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And so I've been through that. So personally, fuck that. I ain't living in no female shit. You can move in with me, or we can go get a whole new place together with both our names. On the motherfucking list.
Can't
nobody tell nobody to get the fuck out. Nothing. Fuck that shit.
Feel that shit.
You understand what I'm saying? But I ain't moving in with your motherfucking ass. I'm a grown ass motherfucking man. I can't fuck with
it. You gotta be able to live.
I can't fuck with it.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying? And all you motherfucking niggas out there, that ain't got your own shit, moving in, laying up, let you motherfucking female take care of your muck ass. Kill your motherfucking self, nigga. Better get your own shit, because just like he FG said, get what they go.
Get your motherfucking ass out.
Soon as it go down.
She get a motherfucking attitude, and she might have a bad day at work today. Your ass got
nigga,
to go.
Nigga, get out, nigga. Get the fuck
out. I'm serious.
Hey, man. Look, I learned that lesson the hard motherfucking way. You understand what I'm saying? I would never, ever live with a female in their shit ever again. I did that.
Bump your head, though.
If we reach up like that, you can move into my shit, or
we can get
a place.
Shit together.
Yeah, together. With both our name on the list. Can't nobody tell nobody to get the fuck out. Nothing around this motherfucker.
We're gonna work it out
and we both gonna lead this motherfucker.
It's a work in progress.
I'll agree with that. That's cool.
Now, real quick, because we had one of our callers. Freckles, this is for you, Freckles.
Freckles,
you listening, Freckles?
We talking about the dick now.
Attention, ladies. Freckles said the size don't matter. She said Nick can have a little dick. Keisha, what you think?
No.
No.
I think an average dick is all right, but a little one just ain't gonna fly. No, absolutely not.
So Freckles was bullshitting, right?
I think she was. I'm sorry, Miss Freckles, but I'm gonna have to ask you to kill yourself.
I had to go ahead and shoot. I ain't shoot her dead directly, but I just bust a couple shots. It whizzed by her head. You know what I'm saying? I just put two in the air, let her know I'm babysitting.
Yeah.
Like Big Boy said.
Big Boy! You understand me?
Yeah,
I'm going to get my nigga on here too, man. Y'all watch that shit.
You feel me?
Deuces left foot, I'm going to get you, boy.
Yeah, you boy have some stars on this motherfucker, nigga.
Yeah.
We connected. Don't get it fucked up. We ain't just up here bullshitting in the A. You understand what I'm saying? We know niggas. We know people. We just starting out. We'll have them on deck. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? But look, though, Keisha F., I feel you, baby. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, but I feel everything you're saying except letting the nigga move in with you. Won't y'all just get that shit together? So then, you know, if somebody got to go, we both got to go.
That's cool. Yeah, I feel that. I understand that. But if it comes down to it and he want to give up his stuff to come live with me, then definitely when I get upset, he going to have to go. No, ma'am, I'm not picking you up.
Okay. Look, hey, little mama, little mama back there, crunk, ain't she?
She is, all the time. Y'all know I be talking about this little girl. Y'all know.
It's all right. I pushed the show back 2 hours so you can call in the second hour. You said you'll have in the bed by that time, so now we got a whole another hour to go. So then, you know, I did that specifically for you. I pushed the show back, added another hour to the show just for you. All right?
Thank you. And look, all let right. me tell you how 100 my mama is. I'm over at my mama's house.
Uh-huh.
And she over here watching Cash Them on 106, calling up her friends, talking about that's somebody grandbaby. Go watch Von Grandbaby on 106 and Park.
Hell yeah, that's the only way. Hey, that's the only way them niggas was gonna win. Niggas had to get behind them. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me?
Exactly.
And I go way back with Cash. I'm talking about when Cash was with Silk 5. You know what I'm saying? One time for Mac. You know what I'm saying? Doing that long time. One time for Fat Frank. You feel me? I've been down with them niggas. I've been down with Smurf Rock. That ain't the only song we got together. We got a couple more. You understand what I'm saying? And we gonna do some more shit. You feel me? Them my niggas. And I always support, you know what I'm saying, humble niggas and real niggas. And one thing about them niggas, dog, I really support the niggas because they really did put that work in. They been going hard. I respect that. I respect that. Did nobody give them niggas nothing? Niggas went out there and took that shit. So we gonna show love to niggas like that around here. You feel me? All day long. Banging Bay represent. Keisha F., stay on the line, baby, okay? Don't hang up. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep you on the motherfucking line. You know what I'm saying? We finna go down here. 4-4-3-3-3. Get at me. You on K100?
Blizz, what's happening?
What's happening? Who this?
It's Carter, the Outlaw of the Movie Man.
Hey, what's happening?
We call
it
K100, nigga.
Hey, what's happening, dope? I said, what's happening with you, my nigga? What's going on?
Oh, it's checking out, you know what I'm saying, representing for you with a bang and bang ass, checking out, I'm gonna keep it 100.
Man, that's what's up. This is my nigga Goddamn Taurus, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Fat Boy Slim, you know what I'm saying? It's my motherfucking dog, man. You understand what I'm saying? Representing the motherfucking bang and bang.
Always for life.
For sure, my nigga. So look, you been hearing the discussion, right?
See what's happening?
Hey,
yeah.
P-Red said, what's happening?
What's happening with you, P-Red?
Hey, shit, what's up, my nigga? What's happening, boy?
You already know. We already hold it on live on there, putting one in there for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, partner. You know, we over here. We going to do it for you, partner. Bang and bang, man. Y'all already know.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, all right, nigga. Hey, I know you, my nigga. I already know the answer to the goddamn question. I mean, but as a formality, since you called in to the motherfucking show, my nigga, go ahead and tell the people, nigga. You know you got to live with a motherfucking bitch first before you goddamn put that ring on it, right?
Oh, yeah, you already know. Me and mine been together by 8, so you gotta make sure it's right. Ain't no need to waste no time.
That nigga said, y'all been living together for 8 years?
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, you might want to go and put a ring on it. I'm just saying.
I know.
Hey, damn, look, hey, I know he's gonna let the cooler say, hey, this for me to you, my nigga. Go ahead on and go on and wife Keisha, my nigga. She a good chick. Hey, go on and wife her, my nigga. Go on and do it.
You already know it's in the making. It's in the making.
Look, man, I got $100 to the side for the tux, man. You know what I'm saying? I already
boy,
got
you
my
know we gonna be there, boy. You know what I'm saying? Popping them bottles.
Yeah, I got my $100 to the side for the tux, man.
Oh, you already know it's going down stupid. When it go down, it's going down stupid. You already know.
Hey, boy, them banging bang niggas, boy, they some hard, this is some hard shells and crack, boy.
Hey, we go hard in the face, baby.
You already know. Hey, that nigga, that's a hard shell to crack. God damn. Hey, my nigga, hey. Woo, 8 years? So you know, you already
Great.
Know.
Hey. Got the crew or not, so you know what I'm saying? We went ahead and got the crew together, but I see we like, you said it 100, though.
Right.
After we got together, you know what I'm saying? We went and got some shit together.
Right. I feel you, my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, just like I said, man, you got a motherfucking bill to live, man. You understand me, man?
Right. And like one of our callers said, that shit about building some shit together, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I give Freckles props on that statement, even though Freckles was a little bit flawed. She's a little bit flawed when she said she don't give a fuck about how big a nigga dick is. You know what I'm saying? She said she don't care about how big a dick is.
They're going to say anything when you get on air.
Right. They're going to say anything.
That's why we're going
to
see you about that.
But hold on. That's the whole point, my nigga. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get folks to understand on this motherfucking show, you can't just say anything to get on air. You got to keep that shit 100.
No, you got to keep it 100. You got to keep it 100 because if you know, you going to call it out.
Right, I'ma call it out, nigga. We gonna kill your motherfucking ass. We gonna bust shots at your ass. Fuck 40, nigga. Fuck out. You understand what I'm saying? We gonna light your ass up if you be soft. You understand what I'm saying?
Put that 2-2-3 on y'all,
you
nigga,
feel me?
Man.
Hey, appreciate you calling in, my dog. Hey, stay on the line, my nigga, and keep listening. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I'm on. If I'm in, I ain't know you was 2 hours. I'm staying over the next hour. We right here. Like I said, me and the movie man, we right here listening to you.
Hey, I need to holler at the movie man.
I already know, that's why we called it in. He checking you out. He got your number in the phone already and everything.
Listen, man, is Ruben, you got me a speakerphone?
Hold on.
Put me a speakerphone.
Go ahead.
Moving man.
What it do?
Man, but I need to get at you ASAP. Boy, I'm over here dealing on the air, nigga. Fuck this real talk, this real shit, this real radio. Moving man, I need to get at you ASAP, my nigga. Boy, I need to fuck with you, man.
Get with me, man.
All right, man. My man said he gonna hook us up, man. I got a house. I got a house. Yeah. Right. Look, I gotta holler at you, man. My man, we gonna exchange information. My man right there, he gonna give me your information, but I got to get at you. Boy, I got some business to handle with you, man.
Well, that's what's up, man. Holler at me, man.
Yeah. All right, Fat Boy Slim, my nigga Taurus, appreciate you calling in, my nigga. Stay on the line and keep listening to me, man.
Yes, sir. Bang it, bang it, nigga.
All right, man. For real, man. We going to another motherfucking caller. 770-653. Get your dog.
Caller.
Yo, you on the air, K100. 770-653.
Caller, you on the air.
Motherfucking nigga. Shit, let me. Nigga, can you hear me now, nigga? Can you hear me? Hey, caller.
Man, hang up, man.
This motherfucker here, man. I swear, man, niggas, man. Listen, callers. When you calling the motherfucking show, man, hit the motherfucking number one and get at you, all right? If you don't want to talk to me, nigga, don't hit the fucking number one, nigga. Just don't hit the number one. Just call in and listen to the motherfucking show, all right? I bet this caller had their hand raised early. 678-526. Caller, you on the air? 678-526. Yo, caller.
Hello?
What's going on, caller? What's happening? Who's this?
Fine.
What's going on, baby? How you doing tonight?
I'm just fine.
That's what's up. So look, let me tell you this right. You sound a little shy, but it's K100. All you gotta do is be your motherfucking self. You understand what I'm saying? This is a really show on the goddamn planet. You understand what I'm saying?
Hold the fucking radio.
Hey, relax, be yourself, and tell us what you think about what we're talking about. Do you got to live with a motherfucking nigga before you marry that nigga? Before a nigga put a ring on your finger? Don't you got to live with that nigga first to test drive that motherfucker?
Hell yeah.
Right. So how long you think you got to live with that nigga?
Probably about 6 months to a year.
Yeah, true. I understand that. That's what's up. I appreciate you calling in. I think you're a first-time caller, so one time for our first-time caller right here. You understand what I'm saying? Big ups to her. Round of applause for my first-time caller right there. You understand what I'm saying? I see a lot of people who numbers I think I might know, and they ain't hitting number one, but I'm gonna put your ass on blast anyway. So caller.
Yeah,
so caller. Yo, check this out, caller. Hey, I'm gonna keep this shit 100. We got a side question. One of my other callers done brung a side conversation in before we get off the line with you. You understand what I'm saying? You fucking nigga, you care about how big that nigga dick is? Do it matter?
Yeah, it matters.
It matter, don't it? You don't care? You know, just 200. It matter, don't it?
Yeah.
She said, the other caller said, as long as nigga eat some good pussy, he can have a 2-inch dick, it don't even matter. You agree with that?
Okay, and then what if the nigga can't eat pussy? Then she really gonna be mad. You can't fuck and you can't eat pussy, you gonna be upset.
But what if you can't eat pussy? Are you can you get by on that?
No, you still need that motherfucking
dick. No, you sure enough can't. You can't get by that on at all.
You still need that motherfucking dick.
Anybody that says that they can is playing themselves.
Right. Anybody that said that they can, what should we do? We should kill their ass, right? Bitch. We should kill her.
Fucking 40.
Right.
Down.
Right. We should kill her. Freckles, you are losing this debate, Freckles. Freckles hit number one.
Freckles probably can't take no dick. Call back, Freckles.
Freckles. No, she on the line. She just got to hit number one so I can ask. Oh, she hit the number one. She hit the number one.
Hey, Colin, we going to get back here.
Hold on. Freckles. Hold on. She hit number one as soon as I said her fucking name. Freckles. You lie, Freckles. Go back. Freckles, what's up, baby?
Well, see, Freckles. I agree with Keisha. What she said. She going to get her whole place and tell that nigga to leave. But whoever just think that dick is all that, it's no such thing as can't no man eat no pussy because eating pussy don't come with instructions. Do you not hear what I'm saying? If you can put your leg, if you can put your tongue down there and lick that spur tongue, you know how to eat pussy.
Oh, so
hold on.
I had some females tell me that I had some niggas who can't eat pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
You feel me? I done had some females tell me, goddamn it. After I got them cut loose on their ass, that bitch be like, she don't know what the fuck she was missing. God damn it. Niggas been doing it wrong. She found a nigga that ain't do it right. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me?
Sometimes you might have to go outside home.
You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
So once again, I'm gonna let you clarify this once again, Freckles. You don't give a fuck if a nigga got a 2-inch dick long as he can get some good face. Is that what you're saying?
Head, booty, and suck some toes.
He said booty.
Right.
You WCP on this bitch right now. You hear me? You fucking WCP on this motherfucker. I guess you're going to take it anyway. You can get it right now. Hey, look at him, Freckles. I ain't mad at you, baby. However you can get it, that's what you might fucking do.
However y'all
gonna
get it, it don't matter. It
don't matter. You know, it don't matter to me if I got a pinch of motherfucker tickle you or do something, motherfucker. You gonna know it since you like all that shit.
He said the booty and everything, nigga. You gotta oh my god, well Freckles,
exactly.
You was a freak. You a freak.
Number one.
I fucked with you, that's why I killed you earlier, but what time the freak? We love them freaking motherfucking females.
Hey, Freckles.
We love them freaking females.
What a way to redeem yourself. I've never seen that on the show before.
See, you got to be a freak at home, because if you ain't a freak at home, the other bitch outside the home going to be that freak for your nigga. So why he can't get his whole Big Mac package at home instead of running around here getting it from somewhere else?
Exactly. Exactly.
You have to keep the man happy at home, or he will go outside that door.
Exactly. Okay, Freckles.
So whatever it takes to make that man happy at home, handle your business.
Right.
Hey, that's coming from Freckles 101. Y'all better listen for that shit, though.
Even though, all right, Freckles, I took Freckles off the air, but she's still listening. You feel me? Even though Freckles kind of did, you know, I guess she kept one. That's just her opinion. I mean, some women don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think they make niggas that don't care if a bitch give head. Do they make niggas like that now? Or have them niggas been, have they been retired? Have they stopped making niggas like that?
Hey, if a nigga talking about he ain't eating no pussy, man, nigga lie, man.
No, I said, I said, is it niggas out here that act like, nigga, some of you niggas listening, I'm going to go to some of you niggas. Nigga, do you care if a bitch suck dick or not?
Oh, nigga, I care if a bitch suck dick.
I don't know no niggas who don't give a fuck about if a bitch suck dick or not.
Hey, man, look at him. This motherfucker, Mr. Slurp and Burp himself, partner.
If you don't
give a fuck about a motherfucking bitch sucking your motherfucking dick, nigga, something wrong with you.
Right. I don't know,
nigga.
Gotta
have that motherfucking food, goddamn.
We got serious issues and questions and concerns about you, homie.
She gotta make that volcano you up, nigga.
Hold on. 269 now, Vina, I see you, baby. I'm coming to you. Keisha F, I see your hair raised. Lieutenant Shay, I see your hair raised. We coming back to all of y'all. All right? We gotta spin some motherfucking music. Now you know this is R&B and hip-hop, you understand? You feel me? We give shine to the R&B and the hip-hop artists, you understand what I'm saying? And this is my little people, this is my peoples right here, you know what I'm saying? A hot song that I like called Separate Ways. This is a little something for the ladies, you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to spin this record for you because we show love to the underground people that's trying to come up. This is a little song called Separate Ways. I think it's a real dope track. It's laid back. It ain't grimy. We was dope boy fresh and hood last night. We'll soften it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play this separate song called by EUS. It's called Separate Ways. We're going to spin this record, and then we're going to get back on the lines. Y'all don't hang up, man. My lines is lighting up. I see everybody. I'm going to get to everybody, man. Stay on the line. I got to spin this music, all right? You feel me? EUS, Separate Ways.
Yo, one time,
for my homie EUS.
EUS.
You feel me? That's my little brother, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, what's happening? Yeah.
What's happening, little brother? I know he out there listening. You feel me? Yo, you putting this thing down. Yo, you be killing that shit. For all y'all who like my song, Love of Lust, that's his song right there. You understand what I'm saying? Big ups to him. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? He doing his thing over there. He getting it in. You know, he's part of a group now, and they working on their project. And they should be coming out soon. So we've been having a pretty live discussion, man. We already deep. You know, we already into the second hour, man. The show goes so fast, man.
So quickly.
I mean, for real. You understand?
So quickly.
If you was hosting it, you'll understand. I know when you're listening, it's a little bit different. But when you're hosting, man, yo, the show be straight flying by. But we got some people that's raised their hand that we haven't got to. And some of y'all who raised your hand again that we talked to first. I'm going to get to the people that we haven't talked to yet. You understand?
And
you
we
feel me?
Get back with y'all.
Return caller, Alvino, get at me.
What's up?
What's going down, babe?
What's happening?
Man. What's up, man? Miss Freckles, I agree with her about being a freak for your man because, hey, what you won't do, the next bitch will. But
right.
That shit she talk about Lil Dick, fuck that shit. Hey, you can't do nothing with no Lil Dick. What hell you gonna do with that shit? And then what else she talking about? Any nigga can't eat pussy? Oh hell no! Any nigga can't eat pussy. Some of them niggas gonna be down there like they trying to give you a hysterectomy. They trying to gnaw some shit off. Hell no! Nah. I don't know who. Hey, I don't know what she talking about. But no, any nigga can't eat no pussy, and you can't do shit with a little dick. And then y'all little side conversation. All the niggas that talking about they don't give a damn if a bitch fuck dick. That's because they got some little ass dicks. That's why they don't care.
See, that's why Mr. Slumberberg don't never say that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You think you got a little dick earlier.
Hey, I said, yeah, because I was fucking with the motherfucking caller. But they already know. Shaylee's already told y'all last night, the night before, we beat the motherfucking skeet out around here. So you come around that motherfucking caller plan if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Believe that, though. You know what I'm saying? I unzip this motherfucker. You gon' see. Unless your eyes, motherfucker, get bigger than your motherfucking nose, motherfucker. Understand me.
So, Alvina, all right, we've already, y'all, they just killing my main subject. They just going into the main meat.
Okay,
subject.
Yo, main subject.
Yes.
See, they want to talk about sucking dick. You might need to scratch that other shit. Because they gon' suck the dick before they move in anyway.
You need to live with a nigga before you talking about getting married, all that, from personal experience, you got to live with somebody before you talk about marrying their ass, because you'll be in divorce court real quick.
Right. How long you think you got to live with a nigga?
Yeah. I actually agree with your other colonel, the one that said there's really no time limit, because honestly, you never really, really know somebody. I mean.
I like that.
You only gonna know what they allow you to know, and they only gonna know about you what you allow them to know about you. So if you tell it all, then they'll know it. But if you ain't gonna tell it all, you'll never know that other person. So I don't really think there's a time limit, but you do need to live with somebody before you talking about getting married, saying I do. Yeah.
Right. So I think we like 100% on that.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro.
I ain't heard nobody. Y'all goddamn mama them must didn't tell y'all. I don't think nobody mama them. Did your mama tell you that?
My grandma told me, and all she talked shit. Oh, you gonna shack up? Oh, you gonna do this? You going to hell? But fuck that. I ain't finna just marry nobody. I ain't never lived with you. Shit, you hell no. Might be crazy or something.
Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just a real old school way of thinking. And basically, I just brung it up, man, because, you know, some people, they be like, some people be like, I ain't trying to shack up with no nigga. Even in 2010, you'll hear a female be like, yo, I ain't trying to shack up with no nigga. Nigga just want to goddamn get the milk without buying a cow and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look,
yeah,
man, that shit.
I buy the cow if you can get the milk for free, but.
Right.
You fucking them anyway. I mean, let's keep it real. How many people dating somebody or whatever and thinking about marrying them, and you ain't fucked them? So, I mean, you fucking them. So, what's the difference in living together, splitting some bills, and seeing if they responsible with some damn money? Can they pay their bills? Shit.
Right.
You marry their ass, and then they got your ass getting put out, got your lights getting turned off, and you like, what the fuck?
You never know.
See, that's why we call this shit K-100.
Cause you we like never, to hear that bad shit.
You never fucking know. Yeah, about a nigga or a female. Just because they got some good pussy and they cool when y'all go to the movies don't mean that motherfucker gonna pick up after they self. It don't mean they know how to cook. It don't mean the motherfucker, you know, it's just a lot of shit that come with living with a motherfucker that you just don't know. And you named a major point. Can this motherfucker pay bills? Is he good with money? You feel me?
Right.
That's the major thing. You'll never know that unless you live with a motherfucker. You feel me? You'll never know that. You'll never really know that about a motherfucker unless you live with them. That's one thing that just dating a nigga, you can't possibly know that one fact right there. I don't give a fuck. You can find out if the nigga got some good dick. You feel me? If you come over to their house enough, you can see whether or not they're all out slob. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? You can test them and see whether or not he gonna knock your motherfucking ass out. He'll beat him. You know what I'm saying? You can test him. But you'll never know how a motherfucker handle their motherfucking money until you gotta split some bills with that nigga.
Hell,
you understand what I'm saying? Or that female.
They'll get your ass caught up in some shit. You be like, what the fuck?
Right. So I think that's the number one thing in the way it's shit. And since nowadays, more than ever, it takes two incomes just to make it round this bitch. That shit's so important
hell
now.
Yeah.
Inflation and goddamn a gallon of milk cost $5 around this bitch. You understand what I'm saying?
You still want that fucking count?
You know what I'm saying?
Then you better buy some fucking water.
Shit. You know
turn
what I'm
that
saying?
Shit on or something.
You feel me though? I feel you. Hey, I mean, that was a very, very good point. That's one of the number one things. That's the number one talking point.
Like
I'm going to say
that
about anybody. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to tell anybody, look here, man, you got to know where the motherfucking handle they be out with that motherfucking money. You understand
what
I'm saying? Just because they always got them taking your ass out and spending money on and taking you on dates don't necessarily mean their lights ain't off when they get home. You don't know. You don't motherfucking know, nigga. You don't know. Hold on. Candy got her hand raised real quick. Hold on, Alvin. I'm going to come back to you. Don't go nowhere. Candy, what you got something to say?
Yes, I got something to say to Miss Freckles.
What you got to say to Freckles?
Come
you know,
on, Candy.
You know, we straightened Freckles. I thought we straightened
Candy,
Freckles out.
Come on.
I thought we straightened Freckles out.
I just
got
to say to Miss Freckles, oh, my God, it ain't all about the eating pussy, because if you fucking with a nigga with a little dick and he can eat pussy, I might as well be with a bitch. I might as well go find me a fine-ass bitch with a big booty. You feel what I'm saying? If all I want is my pussy ate. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all you going to get with a 2-inch dick. You know what I'm saying? OMG. Right.
Ah.
I'm like McDonald's. I need the combination. I need the big dick and the nigga that can eat the pussy good. You know what I'm saying? And I want it super size.
See what I'm saying? That's what I said.
Right.
It's like
McDonald's.
I didn't even hear her second comment because I had hung up. I didn't hear it.
After she said that, you was just done, huh? You was done after she said that. I feel
right.
You. Freckles, we're not picking on you, baby, but I knew as soon as you said that shit right there, all these goddamn, I seen about 5 or 6 heads pop up on my screen like, bitch, what? Yeah, all niggas can eat pussy. What? When she said any nigga can eat pussy, 4 hands popped up on this motherfucker. ASAP. You know what I'm saying?
All these females that could eat no pussy.
Hey, all these motherfucking females was like, what? Bitch, what? You know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, the hell she talking about? It's like, I just had everybody just raise their motherfucking hand. But I got love for her, you know what I'm saying? Everybody different opinion. You know what I'm saying? Look, now see, she got something to say. Hold on, Candy. Candy. Don't hang up. I'm going to put both y'all on the air. Freckles, you're on the air with Miss Candy.
Hi, Miss Candy. How you doing? Hey, Miss Freckles. OMG, baby. Listen, you know, sometimes a bitch is fucking with the wrong nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never had nobody that couldn't just fulfill my ever needs that I needed done for me.
You talking about eating pussy?
You say what?
Are you talking about eating pussy?
I'm talking about whatever.
Right.
Whatever we choose to do in the bedroom, baby. I ain't just never had no nigga that just could come in there and put the law down.
Never?
Never.
How old are you is?
Never?
37.
Oh, hell no, God. Believe
hey, you can have a shit.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
no.
Don't hit Candace. Don't shoot Candace.
Fuck that.
Don't shoot Candace. I'm
going to kill that.
No,
I'm going to kill
Candace.
Don't shoot Candace.
I'm going to kill this bitch. You're bullshitting on my show. I'm going to kill this bitch.
Don't shoot Candace.
Freckles. You ain't never had no whack dick ever.
Never.
37 years old. You ain't never had no whack dick, even in high school.
I wasn't fucking in high school.
Oh, shit. Pow! God damn it.
You know what it is? I just think Miss Freckles ain't never had no fire-ass dick. No super fire-ass dick. So all the dick is all right to her. It's good to her. So I don't think she ever had no super-ass fire-ass dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know. You see what I'm saying? We ain't gonna need to go there. Because, see, I've been down there playing in the bay. You see what I'm saying? That's what a fine dick is, little mama. You can't never go wrong with coming down there in the bay. You see what I mean?
Hold up. Hey, bro.
Let me tell you when to meet him at. It's May, right? You got to come down tomorrow for May Day. And all the niggas from the Bay is going to be there.
I heard. That's what I heard,
saying?
Though.
All right, then. Okay.
Right. I heard that. Okay.
Oh my god.
I think I done met me a new friend. That's what's up. Yeah, I need to go see her.
That's what's up. I'm actually pulling in for May Day.
Oh my god. Yo.
And my homegirls from Dallas and Houston. So I didn't put them down on something that they don't even know nothing about down there in the South.
Well, thank you. Right. Thank you for letting me know.
Okay, very nice. That's where you're going to find the. So smoke ahead at Big Dicks. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Are these
other... Go wrong,
wait, wait, wait. So, hold on, ladies. Hold on. Are these motherfucking bras really? Are they telling each other where to find dick at on my show?
Exactly. Yes.
Your show.
Please give her a round of applause for that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I gotta give my motherfucking self a round of applause. I'm from the Bay. Yeah. Well, every Bay County nigga owe me a goddamn drink, goddamn it, right about now.
All the ladies that's listening, you bitches better get down up to the Bay. Cause you can't double go wrong fucking around down there. Now that's real.
Oh,
now
man.
Put that on your dick and suck
Boy.
Oh, man. This show has completely got out of my control.
Out
of my control.
Get out.
Okay, ladies, please don't hang up. Y'all making the show. Freckles, Miss Candy, I'm gonna keep y'all on. Don't hang up. Y'all still on the air. I still got y'all number. Ah, man. I don't know what to say. After I replay this show, it's going to be about 4 or 5 niggas that get some pussy on GP just because of my motherfucking show. You niggas, when I see you in the motherfucking club, nigga, I'm going to need for you to buy me a motherfucking drink.
No. Nigga, buy a bottle, nigga.
Buy me a bottle, nigga.
Buy a bottle, nigga. We all drink drinks, nigga. We drink bottles, nigga.
We got a reputation to uphold.
Yeah, nigga. We drink bottles around this bitch, nigga. If you look right now, nigga.
Damn.
It's bottles, nigga. No drinks.
My whole motherfucking city, nigga, got a reputation around this bitch. I said some shit about keeping my reputation up on my goddamn page. The motherfucker tried to check me about it. Now I understand how important that shit is.
It is very important.
It's very important.
Yeah.
That shit is very motherfucking important.
I love
it. I got to beat them down like I've been doing, man. I got a reputation to uphold. My whole fucking city. I got the city on my shoulders, nigga.
Hey, but you already said no hands. You already said no hands fucking though. You already said that.
Maybe we bred like that. Maybe that shit in the water down there. I don't know, nigga.
It may be.
I don't know.
Shit.
Let's ask a banging bay woman. Colonel Shea.
You know what? I had my hand raised in the back of the class, but I have something to say about that. Candy girl, come on down, because I got to give the caller her props. It's true. They don't grow up like they do in the Bay.
Right. And she live in the Bay. You know what I'm saying?
I live in the Bay, honey. And I'm just going to say, they don't grow them like they do in the Bay. I've got to give the props on that one, yeah. Because about every Bay one that I've messed with, they ain't been wrong, so yeah. And I don't even usually date local guys and, you know, hang with them like that. But, yeah, I got to give, yeah, she did right on that one. She did right on that one.
These niggas owe me, man. These niggas owe me big time. You understand
what
I'm saying?
What you need to do is...
They super owe me.
What you need to do is...
All you Bay County niggas listening... Oh, you bet,
Bay with.
Oh, nigga, what? This is gonna be part of my motherfucking snippet, nigga. This is part of my promo. This, I'm making this episode part of my promo package.
Let's
promote the show, nigga.
Let's run it.
That's it. When I edit this
Wait
shit.
Wait a minute now. I have a disclaimer.
What's the disclaimer? Uh-oh.
Now, not all of them know what to do with it.
Right.
But all of them got a good package to start with. Some of them you might have to point them in the right direction a little bit, but once they get going, you might be able to work with.
Right. Well, hey, what can you do? Nobody's perfect. The city
that's
can't
true.
Be perfect.
That's true.
But so far we got a pretty good reputation out here. And I, as a Bangin' Bay representative, a public figurehead, if you will, I feel obligated that I must mash me a motherfucker down when I get the motherfuckers, only because I have the reputation to uphold. I represent for myself and my city. So one time for Blizzard when I be mashing the shit out of motherfuckers. I gotta handle my business, man. I'm a grown ass man. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a grown ass man. You feel me?
At least we ain't gotta worry about 2 inches in the bay, so you know.
Right.
You don't get more than 2 inches if you come to the bay.
Right. Hey, that's what I'm saying, my nigga. We got a reputation at home. Me and my motherfucking niggas, nigga. Gangsters. One thing we can do is sell some dope and fuck a bitch. Hey, one thing a bad kind of nigga know how to do is sell some dope and fuck a female. If you don't know shit else, if you're a real nigga from Bay County, Florida, you can fuck a bitch and you can goddamn flip some work. If you don't know nothing else, that's just goddamn standard operating procedure for the hood. All right? So just so y'all know, ladies, if you in Atlanta and you're listening, it ain't nothing but a 4-hour drive. If your man goddamn bullshit, take your little, tell him you're going on vacation, you're going to see the beach,
oh,
go on down there and get your shit pushed in. Get your shit mashed right, bitch. I'm going to try to answer this motherfucking call again. I hope this nigga's on the goddamn phone, man. Yo, yo, caller. 770-653. Caller.
Yo, man, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Not much, man. I ain't even pushed one, man. I don't know what's going on with the thing, but, man.
That's all right. Hey, this is my nigga Randy. Randy, you been listening to the conversation, man?
Yeah, man, but I ain't pushing one.
That's all right. Well, anyway, what you got to say about goddamn moving in with a motherfucking female before you marry that motherfucker? That's the first question. Can you answer that question?
Shit, I'm going to tell you now, man. I don't do that. I'd rather for them to live with me so I can kick them out. But no, man.
You just like
kicking
out.
I don't
do
that
man.
Shit. I don't do that
like
shit, but it's better just to, you know what I'm saying, get together and get some shit. But shit, I got too much shit to be moving in with somebody. So I don't know right now.
Right, I feel you. Hey, man, all that shit, you got my nigga, fuck that. Make that motherfucker move in with you, nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make the motherfucker move in.
When I get mad, you get the fuck out. You find your own spot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't have,
right.
have shit to worry about.
Right. That's what Keisha said. You know, I mean,
if I live with her, you know what I'm saying, she kicked me out, then I got to go through all the drums trying to find me a place to stay or moving in with somebody. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I don't want to go through that shit.
Right. I feel you, homeboy. That's what's up, man.
Believe me, I done seen it, nigga.
Shit, I feel you. But hey, appreciate you calling in anyway, even if you listen, even if you weren't trying to talk, I put you on blast, so appreciate you answering and responding, my nigga, all right?
All right, man.
All right, my dog. All right. So, yo, that's my homie Randy. He said, "Hey, this the only subject, dog. We've been like 100% with. We ain't had not one motherfucker say
disagree
with this
motherfucker because they motherfucker know better.
I mean, but the crazy shit is, I be hearing motherfuckers say this shit on Facebook. It was a couple people that was like, yo, I mean, maybe you should wait sometimes when you, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I did
if
the,
you knew better, you would do better, bitch.
Look, them the motherfuckers I was trying to get the call, because I want to argue them down. I ain't even got no argument. We done started talking about 2-inch dicks and goddamn how
other
good
shit,
niggas
yeah.
in the bay fuck, because I can't get no motherfucker that goddamn disagree with this shit. So I done had a goddamn give in. You understand what I'm saying?
Niggas and ladies, if you knew better, you'll do better.
So I guess it's a general consensus, man. Listen to this motherfucking show. We ain't goddamn, even if you a trill motherfucking female, Damn it, even if you're
gangster,
where are you from? Gangster, whatever, it's general consensus. You don't have to live with a nigga. It's 2010. So what I'm gonna start saying is basically, goddamn it, shack it up is a new match. That's my new phrase.
Shack it up is a new match?
Shack it up, I just came up with something. Listen, listen, K100.
You gotta shack before you act.
Shack it up. Like Jay, you said, 30 is the new 20, nigga. Shacking up the new marriage.
Shack before you act, man.
Shacking up the new marriage. All right? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You can get to that point eventually. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, shacking up is the new marriage. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Yes. Hold on. 678-526. You got something you want to say? Your hand just popped up. Yo, 678-526.
Carla, you on now?
Carla.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
I just wanted to make a comment about a statement that was said yesterday.
Yeah, who is this right
my
here?
My name is Tanya.
Oh, this Tanya? What's going on, Tanya?
I don't like the way you just said my name.
Hey, Carla, let me call you out now. Keep that shit 100 now.
Keep it 100. Go ahead and say it, baby. Go ahead.
The older lady was saying something about younger girls not being able to, they're not the ones that sucking dick, and that's wrong, because there's more young girls out here sucking more dick than anybody.
Right. We agree with what you're saying. We agree with what you're saying, baby. Hold on. Let me give you a round of applause. You understand? All right, hey, look. These motherfucking young girls around here off the chain. I was trying to say the older ones
got to keep up with the younger ones.
Exactly. You understand what I'm saying? All I was trying to say was the young girl was trying to act like she had some kind of set code of morals, because she was like, oh, I mean, just because I sleep with a guy, I mean, I want to suck his dick. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You understand what I'm saying? You better get like motherfucking Colonel Shea and goddamn suck the dick first, bitch, before you even give him the pussy on some white girl shit. Goddamn it. Get your motherfucking mind right. Shit. You know what I'm saying? These motherfucking young girls is fucking and sucking. You know what? We just ran across a motherfucker that was being flawed. Let's just call it what it is, man. We ran across somebody that was being a little bit flawed yesterday. They was being a little bit hypocritical. I didn't kill him. My caller Candy called me out on the air. I had to shoot my fucking self in the head on my own show, because I didn't call the bitch out. I should have called out for being motherfucking hypocritical and flawed. And so we've already established that hoe was full of shit.
Caller, and we know who you are.
Call back if you got a problem. Call back. I know you're listening. Call us back if you disagree. What was her name? I wish we had a number, because I can dial out on the motherfucker. What's her number?
Wow.
Well, we can't call her, all right? We can't call her. I wish I could call her and get on the air. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Because I goddamn sure would. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, but we'll definitely have our ass on the air tomorrow. We're going to research this shit, and we will get them.
She be getting mashed all motherfucking day by the real bitches, all right? All the real bitches been mashing her ass all fucking day long. Like, that bitch is bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? So I feel you, baby. You understand what I'm saying? You're right. These motherfucking young girls out here, they getting it in like a motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me?
Big time.
Right, right. So you're right, Tanya. I appreciate you calling. Was this your first time calling?
Tonight is, yes.
Tonight is? Okay, Tanya. Well, I appreciate you calling. You understand what I'm saying? Please call us back.
We appreciate that, baby.
We got love for everybody who's the first time calling, man. You feel me? First time tonight. Well, call us back, man. We're going to keep this shit crunk. The conversation don't stop. One time for Tanya. You understand what I'm saying? One time for all my first time callers, man. I got big time love for y'all, all right? I really do appreciate it. Okay, Tanya?
Okay.
All right, baby. That's what's up, man. Look, I only played two songs tonight. I got to play another one, all right? I got a lot of ladies on my line. I got a lot of mamas on my line. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? I got a special song that I want to play. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to spin this record for everybody that's listening in the earshot, all these females. You understand what I'm saying? Mother's Day is coming up Sunday. You understand what I'm saying?
Let's do it, bro.
Mother's Day is coming up Sunday, and I got a certain song that I'm going to be spinning for the next day or two. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, for this show and tomorrow's show, since Mother's Day is coming up Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Me and my niggas, Affiliated Hustlers, we did a song that's a fucking classic. that should be played. I ain't gonna get it to. It's so many songs
that's getting played
that shouldn't be played before this song, man. This song is real. You understand? If you love your motherfucking mama
to motherfucking death,
if you love your mama to death and you is a mama, you understand what I'm saying, ladies? This is for y'all because I got a lot of female listeners that supporting this show. We're gonna run this motherfucking record for y'all. This is Affiliated Hustlers. It's called Mama. I'm gonna play it today and I'm playing it the motherfucking tomorrow because Mother's Day is coming up Sunday.
And we're going to come right back and start the show on Monday with the mama song.
Off the motherfucking top. You understand what I'm saying?
Bro.
We got 40 minutes left. This is Affiliated Hustlers. This is Mama. Fuck with us, man. All right?
She's the one who always cared for me. Who always was there for me. Never turned her back, you did. You ain't have to do what you did, but you did, you know. And I love you for that.
Hey, it's real, man.
Hey, I want to slow this down a little bit, you know.
Go give your mama a hug, homie. Chill.
Matter of fact,
mama, I love you.
I want to send this out to all mothers everywhere, you know?
That's right.
She's all that I got. Every day I work hard to be the best that I could be. You work so hard to provide for me. So if I could not change, I'll make this so not change. Just say, mommy, I love you. I want you to be all of me.
I hope that you're fine. Allow me to take this time. No words can't express how I truly feel. When I say that I love you, I'm just keeping it real. Through the good and bad times, you kept me safe and made sure that we always had food on our plate. Never selfish, you always looked out for the kid. Through the heartache and pain and the dirt that I did. When I was sick and broke down, you brought me back to health. And when I got out of line, you went and got that belt. I never knew that the whoopings do me this much good. 20 plus years later, hey, I'm about to hood. How I thank God for you. The love of my life because of you. Now I know how to treat my wife. And most of all, you have my back above all others. So to you, I give thanks, my one and only mother. Days of my life, sharing the Della forever, man. It helped me stay right. When I strayed to the left, and mama put me out, it was for my own good. I just respected the house. They both showed me by the ways of the world. They the reason that I never put my hands in the face of a girl. Mama, I know sometimes it's hard to understand me. And now I realize why you had to leave my daddy. Two strong women, a preacher and a preacher's wife that said, run my womb, walk again. She give up the title, trying to make some millions. But at the same time, stay up out of prison so y'all can upgrade your living. If you leave it for me, I'm a mission for sure. Like my stepson, Josh, Mrs. Mama Yo-Yo. Hey, one gave birth, the other helped raise me, and I saw how they struggle, so I ain't never been lazy.
That's real hip hop, man. That's real music. You understand what I'm saying? Affiliated Hustlers, me and my motherfucking niggas. That's Mama. Niggas don't even love my mother to make a song about him nowadays. You understand what I'm saying? But I made that motherfucking record. We all made that record. You understand? For our mamas, because we love our mamas. We respect our mamas. You understand what I'm saying? And we made that record for y'all. If y'all on my Facebook, man, if y'all my friend, I'm actually going to put that song on Facebook starting tonight. I'm going to blast it out all weekend long through Mother's Day. So you can be able to download that record, throw it on your iPod and roll with it. Put it in your motherfucking, put it in your playlist. Play it for your mama when you're on the way going out to eat or some shit. You understand what I'm saying? You dig? All right? That's what's up. That was the Philly Hustlers. That song was called Mama. That's a real, it's a real deep record. It's one of my favorite songs probably I ever been involved with making right there. You understand what I'm saying? Once again, the number here to call in is 347-934-0966. Yeah, 15 minutes left, man. These 2 hours, you know, I would go longer, man. You feel me? For real? Because two hours ain't long enough.
We need a 4-hour slot. We're going to work on that.
Yeah, because like my lines, people still got their hands raised.
We're going to work on a 4-hour slot, Carlos. I promise you.
Yeah.
We're going to work on a 4-hour slot.
We got to graduate with that because right now we got plenty of content, music, and discussion to fill these 2 hours.
We're going to try to get that 6 to...
Right. And I'm not...
That 8 to 10?
What? You feel me? For 4, we're going to do 8 to 12.
Well, 8 to 12, I'm sorry.
We're going to try to upgrade that. You feel me? Because I never play all the music. I always have a list of music I'm going to play, and I don't even get close to playing it. I never get a chance to answer all my callers, man, and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's not working out for me. We're gonna have to extend this show out. It's successful.
It's a work in progress. Y'all just bear with us, and I promise we gonna hour up on y'all ass.
Right. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna try and push it back a little later so everybody can tuck the little ones in. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying?
And ride with us.
Right.
You know, wild out with us.
We had a great show today, man. You feel me? Even though we stayed on task, but then we didn't stay on task. Because Freckles made us get off task. Freckles said some outlandish shit.
She raveled the show a little.
Yeah, Freckles said some outlandish shit. But she said some trill shit about niggas in the
bank. She redeemed herself.
So, goddamn it, she totally redeemed herself. She is now a preferred caller. You know what I'm saying? We write her number down, so when we see it pop up, goddamn it, we know that's Freckles.
We'll get straight to it.
She can jump the line.
You be out right now,
Freckles.
Yo, Freckles, you be out right now, man.
Some of the ladies don't agree with you about some of that shit, but hey, you said some trill shit about me and my motherfucking niggas, because we be beating the shit out of motherfuckers. You better ask somebody, nigga. You better ask somebody. Real talk. Hold on, I got somebody that maybe they just listening. Let's see if they want to say something. Hey, Carla, you on the air? Yo, Carla, you hear me? I'm talking to you, Carla. Maybe they just want to listen. Maybe they scared. I'm going to hang up. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I can see when y'all calling the show. I got a lot of people that's, like, not raising their hand, but I see all these numbers, and I'm thinking, like, maybe they don't understand that you got to hit the number one if you want to holler at me. If you want to holler at me real quick, right now, if you've been listening all night and you just want to say your two-piece and you wondering why I haven't hollered at you, hit the number one. If you don't hit the number one, I won't get to you because I got to go to the people who's who hand is raised. When you hit the number one, it shows up on my screen like, yo, your hand come up, little hand pops up over here. That means, yo, I got something I want to say. You're raising your hand like you're in class. And some of y'all just been over here just listening. That's cool.
But we appreciate that, though. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Right. We definitely fucking with you. Don't get me wrong. If you just want to listen, we all good with that. But, you know, I just got to put it out there just in case you're not hitting the number one. You feel me? I don't want to keep going to the same calls. And you like, why the fuck can't answer my phone? God damn it, nigga. You got to hit the number one.
Build your courage up. It ain't nobody but motherfucking Blizzard and goddamn P. Reggie.
But
we go get to it, though.
And the rest of the World Wide Web.
That, too. I try to make you a little comfortable, man. You know, my brother always fucking break the ice. So, you know, K-100, a.k.a. motherfucking Ben Frank, man. You know what I'm saying? Know the faces on your money also, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's the shit, motherfucker. K-100, keep it being motherfucking Frank.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I just don't want to go back to the same calls when I know that. You understand? People is checking in. You feel me? And I know that they want to talk, and they just not hitting the number one. So like I said, if you calling in and you streaming the show, you listening on your phone, hit the number one. Even if you want to just give a shout out and be like, yo, the show is hot. We fucking with you. Oh, somebody just hit it. Yo, somebody new. 315.
What's happening?
Yo, what's good? Bless them.
What's good? Who's this?
This Stack, my nigga.
Hey, what's happening, my nigga?
What's happening?
Hey, shit, man. Hey, you remember me, my nigga?
Hold on. You said it's that? Yeah. What's going on?
Hey, shit, man. How you been?
Man, I've been good, man. I appreciate you calling the motherfucking show, nigga. What you been up to?
I mean, just doing my thing, grinding, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, I really fuck with the show. The show is the truth, though.
Yo, appreciate it, man. I appreciate you calling in and listening, however you listening, my nigga. That's what's up. All the support we can get. And I got a lot of callers, man. I actually got more callers than I'm going to. But like I said, it's people that's listening over their phone, and they're not hitting number one, so I don't want to go to them because then they give me dead airtime. So it's like, yo, nigga, I ain't gonna go to your line unless you hit that number one.
Yeah,
soon as you hit it, I went right to you, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right. You understand?
3-1 motherfucking 5.
You feel me, nigga? What you got going on, man? You still fucking around with the shit? What's going on?
Oh yeah. I got the mixtape dropping this shit. I just dropped that like 2 days ago. The Martian Music. It's on natpiff.com.
Yo, listen, man. You an artist? Have you sent your MP3 and your website links to the email so we can get your shit played and get your interview ready? Have you done that yet?
Nah, I'm about to do that though. I'm about to get on that like yesterday though.
Yeah, for real, man. K1, the letter K, the number 100. K100 Radio, all one word, K100Radio@gmail.com. Stack, send me your shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
You still fuck with my tape?
Man, I see that nigga. I seen that nigga not too long ago. You feel me? I seen him about like maybe a week ago. He's still good. You know, he's still the same old nigga. You feel me?
That's what it do, my nigga. Right. But yeah, I really like this shit, though. Keep doing your thing, you heard?
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Send me your information to that email, homie, so we can get your interview, so we can get your shit played, and so we can get you some shine, all right?
All right, for sure, my nigga.
One time for motherfucking Stacks calling in, man.
That's what's up, my nigga. You feel me? All the way from the 315, my nigga. Like I told you, this is the worldwide motherfucking web. We done had callers from Minnesota, Kentucky, Italy, New York, Philly, you understand, A-Town, the Bangin' Bay, Tampa, Miami. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
oh, we reaching the people.
You feel me? We gonna have people. Yeah, look, we gotta have people calling all over, man. That's one thing about this show. This is internet radio. This ain't just in your local neighborhood. So you know what I'm saying? When people, you know, we all on Facebook, we promoting everywhere like crazy, and we just started just the first week. You understand what I'm saying? So we pushing this shit real motherfucking big. This shit gonna spread. It's just part of the empire. You understand what I'm saying? K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? We've been doing this shit 12 years strong. We got projects in the street. We got some more coming out. We're a platform for independent artists. You understand? And we just like motherfucking to keep it 100 and talk some shit.
Yeah, and I promise y'all, callers, you know what I'm saying? We really going to work on upping them hours, man, because, you know, two hours for me and Blizz and y'all, man, it's just not enough.
It's not, because we all
You know what I'm saying? So y'all just bear with us.
Right.
Keep fucking with us on a daily basis. Keep calling in, and I promise y'all, man, we're gonna extend this shit.
Right.
It's on everything.
Right, but we got just enough content. We got more than enough content to fill the 2 hours, and that's what's keeping the show hot. That's what got everybody buzzing. That's what got everybody hitting me on the inbox and the Facebook. Yo, nigga, the show's crazy. Texting me back. Yo, nigga, the show's crazy. It's funny. You got some good music. You got some trill ass callers. The K100 Army is in the motherfucking building.
In the building.
I ain't heard from a lot of my officers tonight, though, man. Well, I heard from Shay and Keisha Elfa, like Key and General Zai. And where the fuck is Major? Where the fuck is Major at?
Sometimes, you know, you have to have your soldiers do the motherfucking groundwork. Man.
Well,
you know
what I'm saying? Yeah, they gotta spend time with YTs. And they might be getting their fuck on knowing them. If you know what I mean.
Hey, you
all my
know,
officers,
man.
My officers is all some freaks. All my officers is some damn freaks. Right, Colonel Shay?
But you gotta get your scrubs up, fucking with this. Shay, what's happening?
Colonel
what's
Shay, all my motherfucking officers is some stone ass motherfucking.
Colonel motherfucking Shay, get your rank up, motherfucker. Get your motherfucking rank up.
For real, man. They all some damn freaks. I don't know what the hell to tell you about them.
Matter of fact, I think we're gonna have Colonel Shay screen a lot of motherfucking new officers, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we're gonna break y'all in for this K100. Y'all gonna have to goddamn go through Shay, man. Colonel motherfucking Shay, man. Get your motherfucking rank up. You know what I'm saying? Boot, hey, she gonna drill the shit out you in boot camp, motherfucker.
Yeah, but if you're worthy, you can get in the Army, nigga.
Yeah.
This is the Army, all
fucking
right?
Fucking private.
This is a movement. this is a movement. You feel me?
Yes.
Freckles, I appreciate it. Candy, I appreciate it. Miss Peaches, I appreciate it. Officer, I appreciate it. Randy, I appreciate it.
Yeah, congratulations, Freck.
I appreciate it. You understand what I'm saying? Appreciate you calling tonight. I need to get at you about the movie, nigga. I really need to holler at this nigga. I
yeah.
need this nigga. This nigga's gonna bring me some cash. You know, I'm a hustler. That's all
one
I can
time,
say. About, that's all I can say about that over the air.
Two time for the motherfucking Bangin' Bay. My
and,
motherfucking brother from
a,
another mother.
Right, and a hustler.
And motherfucking Philly and a hustler.
Yeah.
My brother motherfucking B-Lo down.
Shay, you got anything you want to say before we go? We only got like 4 minutes left. We're going to give you the floor since you're the only officer on the line. What you got to say, baby?
I'm just going to say that, you know, I'm enjoying all these chicks that's calling in, keeping it real. I mean, because, you know, they really need to hear that. They really need to hear from some real bitches, like the real deal, what's going down.
Right.
That's what I just want to say. I mean, because too many people just don't keep it real. They need to hear the real scoop to know what we really feel, what's really going on.
Right. And that's what I respect. You understand? I respect when women call into this show and keep it real, because one thing about this show, this is a learning experience. Okay? This is a learning experience. Some of you motherfucking niggas need this game. Some of you motherfucking females need this motherfucking game. All right?
Need it. If you drop your book, you lose your lesson, nigga.
You can listen to K1. If you're one of the motherfucking women that can't keep no motherfucking man, if you got a homegirl who can't keep no motherfucking nigga, she always breaking up with a nigga or whatever,
call
get that bitch the number. Get a bitch the number, man. Do that whole favor, man. Give it a number to the show, man.
Yeah, suck more dick, it'll stand up. How about that? Sometimes the stroke don't motherfucker. Suck more dick. I like that. It will wave at you.
Right. It'll wave at you.
Yeah, make the motherfucker jump Judy, bro.
How you doing? How you doing? How your mama doing?
Back for it. Slap you in the face.
How you doing? How you doing?
Hey, that's my partner now.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of motherfucker say much motherfucking love, man.
Right, man. Right. Appreciate it. All right. Speaking up the L. All right. We're going up the L, babe. All right. So, yo, all my listeners, I appreciate y'all listening. You understand what I'm saying? That's Freckles. Hold on. Freckles, you still on the air? You got something you want to say? I see your hand raised up.
Yeah, I've been having something to say about the last girl, but it time ran out. I'm going to have to get on her tomorrow.
No. Come on. We got 3 minutes. Spit that shit. We'll get it.
What you got to say?
I want to tell Tanya that them young girls might have it all sold up by sucking dick, but they ain't chasing no motherfucking bread. That's some sack chasing assholes. Them young bitches, that's all they want is a sack and a happy meal.
matter of fact, I think Tanya just raised her motherfucking hand. So
shout out to Miss Cheese, Candy, and Peaches. I'll holler at y'all girls tomorrow. Freckles got to lay it down. I got to be to work at 6:30 in the morning.
All right, well, lay it down then, baby. Go
we
ahead and lay it down.
That,
we appreciate that. We appreciate you calling in. You understand what I'm saying? Appreciate you, Freckles. All right. So, look, man, we done cleared. We got to everybody. We already got to everybody. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? All right, so appreciate everybody calling in for the show tonight, man. We got to sign off, man. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. It's the end of the show. It's 2 hours. It's up. I don't know what to tell you. You dig?
You need to set your motherfucking phones, man.
Right.
7:45, because y'all know we come on strong.
Listen,
directly,
man.
At motherfucking 8.
Directly at 8. My line always fill up in the second hour, and that's why I can't ever get to nobody, because everybody call on that back hour instead of kind of calling us in. We start at 8, man. We only got a 2-hour show. Y'all call us in. Call in if you can. I understand people be just getting off work, especially down in the Bay at Central Time and shit.
Yeah,
they're an hour behind. They're getting the kids together and all that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But
one,
if you can,
two,
try and
three
call
times
us
for
in.
The motherfucking banking, Bay. We
you
appreciate
know
y'all. You know, y'all the meat and the potatoes of this shit right now.
Right.
So, you
eight
know, we got to get our weight up.
Yeah,
know?
Eight times, man. We have a lot of 8 times, but one time for everybody that's calling in. You feel me? You understand? But I appreciate everybody that's calling in, man. But try and call in, and I can get to you better if you kind of spread it out, because on the second hour, I have a clog of goddamn callers, man, and it'd be hard for me to goddamn. God damn it.
But go ahead. Keep talking your shit, man. We live on the motherfucking air. I ain't turned my motherfucking phone down, and my brother mad at me because I ain't turned my motherfucking phone down. But we live on the air, and we got a minute remaining. So, bro, man, leave him with something, man. You know, you can. Matter of fact,
we
got to
go.
Dump that
man.
Hustling music on that monkey.
We can't. The show got to go off. We got to leave. We got to kill him. The outro finna kick in about 5 seconds.
Okay, kill him with the outro,
God,
bro. We out.
Damn it, man.
Shameless for life, B.I.
K100, man. 347-934-0966. Monday through Thursday. We back tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. if you Central Time. All right. Fuck with us, man. We got
to
go.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. You know it's coming up, baby.
We love y'all, man. We got respect for y'all. Do your thing, single mama. Do your thing, single mama.
What? Hello. What's up, man?